Welcome to iKidapod, Iditarod coverage by kids.
Hello, and welcome to iKidapod. We're your hosts for today's program, Viva the Sled Dog Queen and Frosty. Today, we'll be talking about microchipping in dogs, the positions of dogs, Peter Kaiser,
and last but not least, what snow hooks are, toggles are, and what rigging is.
Welcome back. It's Viva the Sled Dog Queen and Crystal Winters with another race update. All mushers have made it to Nome. Unfortunately, rookie musher Sean Williams scratched on Friday. Iditarod race officials had been in contact with Sean after he left the LM checkpoint, as sufficient progress was not being made. After much deliberation, he made the decision to scratch in the best interest of his team. Sean had 10 dogs in harness, all in good health. The final four rookies finished Friday and Saturday. Laurel Eklund earned 26th place and finished in 11 days, 21 hours, 22 minutes, and 30 seconds. Josh Robbins came in 27th, Severin Caffrey came in 28th, and the final musher, Jeff Reed, came in 29th. Jeff Reed finished at 2:22 a.m. in 12 days, 11 hours, 22 minutes, and 1 second. He had 7 dogs in harness. As the final finisher of the Iditarod, Reed was honored with the Red Lantern Award. As an Alaskan tradition, the award is given to the final finisher of the race for perseverance and commitment to completing the Iditarod through unexpected challenges. He also received $1,000.
Front Street is marked by Burled Arch, a marker of the end of the race, the kerosene lantern that hangs from the right arm of the arch during the race is called the Widow's Lamp. The Widow's Lamp evolved from the days of sled dog freighting and mail carrying. Being the last finisher, Reed also had the honor of extinguishing the Widow's Lamp on the Burled Arch in Nome. Mushers were treated to the finisher's banquet, which was held on Sunday. The banquet started with a meet and greet. Fans had the opportunity to interact with the mushers and ask for an autographs. In addition to handing out awards during the banquet, there was also the 2024 Bib Draw Games, both live and silent auctions, and a dinner to celebrate the 52nd race. All proceeds raised go towards the completion of the Iditarod race.
How are you today? My name is Viva. In today's trail trivia, I will teach you about microchipping in dogs. Many people don't know this, but we have to get a microchip implanted in us or have permanent dye put on our fur to show that we can run the Iditarod race. They do this because if our owner falls asleep, we go off track, or we get lost and we can't find our way out. They know where we are and can get us back on track. And here's a joke of the day. Why did the musher name his sled dog Frost? Because Frost bites! Now to Crystal Winter talking about meeting Peter Kaiser in Meet the Mushers.
Hello, thanks for the introduction, Viva. So, let's get to Peter Kaiser. This year in the Iditarod, Peter is 37 years old and has pulled bib number 26. His hometown and racing kennel is in Bethel, Alaska, and he has 45 dogs. He works doing construction, but has been mushing all the way back since he was a kid. Some other hobbies he enjoys instead of mushing are fishing, hunting, and boating, and has a wife named Bethany and two children named Ari and Ailey. Peter's friendship with Ed Iden, an experienced Iditarod racer, has helped him finish in the top 10 8 times, including winning first place in 2019. Now Pete can say he has gotten in the top 10 9 times after getting 9th place this year. That's all for Meet the Musher.
Hello, I'm Frosty here to talk about the positions of the dogs in the Iditarod. Did you know that without the wheel dogs, you wouldn't go fast because they carry a bit more weight than any dog on the team? First, wheel dogs. The wheel dogs are powerful like a horse, but cheaper. The wheel dogs are important because without them, climbing up a hill will be like climbing a sand dune. Second, team dogs. Without the team dogs, the sled wouldn't be able to turn around the corner easily. The team dogs keep a steady pace, and without the team dogs, you wouldn't probably crash. Third, swing dogs. The swing dog checks their teammates to see if they're working. Swing dogs ensure that everyone goes left and right. Last but not least, lead dogs. The lead dogs listen to the musher's verbal commands. Without the lead dogs, the team wouldn't know where to go. Thanks for listening with Frosty. Happy racing.
This is Speeding Barker, and today in Mushing Lingo, we are learning what a snowhook is, what toggles are, and what rigging does. We'll start with the snowhook. A snowhook is a heavy piece of metal attached to the sled by a line. It can be put in the snow to hold the team in place for a short period of time. The next word is toggles, which are small pieces of ivory used by Eskimos to fashion tug lines to the harnesses. And last but not least, rigging. Rigging is a collection of lines to which dogs are attached, including toe, tug, and neck lines. Now it's time for Frosty and Crystal Winters to wrap it up.
That's all for today's episode. Thank you for listening to iKidPod, coverage of the Iditarod provided by kids.
We would like to pay a special thanks to Iditarod.com, the mushers, and, of course, the dogs.
Tune in next time!